I'm here with Jacob and Joe right now, and we're going to jump right in with pornography and how it affects you. Opinions?
Is this referring to me or people in general?
Anybody in general. Speak your mind.
I think it's damaging.
In which way?
Well, one, you're embracing cuck culture. You're watching another guy plow your
or
woman
girl,
that you desire.
Or whatever. It could be anything.
Well,
pornography
yes,
is anything.
But like, let's take the traditional guy. Okay, so he's watching porn. He's on in his bed or on his couch or whatever he's doing. He's watching another guy plow the girl that he wants.
Envisions.
That he envisions. The one
so
he
when
wants.
He has sex, it's just a little bit
yeah,
less
and then he expects
intimate.
Too much. He expects all this crazy things that they've already prepared or they've been doing for a while, but then you got this girl you've never even, like, that's never even done. She's a virgin or something, you know? And then she's, you know, new. She doesn't want to try anything crazy, but then you're expecting all this crazy shit.
Understandable. So you're saying porn is degrading this generation's sex life?
Exactly.
Okay. Any opinions, Joe?
I got too much. It all starts with self-control, you guys.
In which way?
Everything, I mean, as a control of your own body.
Oh, yeah, speak up just a little bit.
In your sexual energy. So most people, I was just watching something, and it was like, most people can't control sexual energy. That's the strongest energy we got. Because you have the ability to make something else. Therefore, that's your most powerful energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we take that, and we have this control, and we're trying to have the control over the sexual energy. That's why porn is created, you see?
Yeah.
To make people lose self-control and not have control of that energy. So now, therefore, every single time you see someone, you feel a type of arousal, that sexual energy, you need a nut. You need to get the energy off because it's too much to control. So it goes back to self-control.
Yeah. So, have you guys... Have you looked into semen retention at all?
I don't believe in semen retention. I
feel like
used
that's
to.
Another word for edging.
I'll tell you why. And I'll tell you why semen retention is bad. Because at the same time, you're suppressing.
You're suppressing your instincts.
Exactly. You're suppressing your instincts. It leads back all again to self-control. I'm not saying you can't go watch porn or you can't go nut. I'm just saying knowing what you're doing. And have self-control to stop yourself.
I don't know.
When
for
you feel
me
like
lately,
it's addicting.
For me lately,
yeah.
I've been stopping myself from masturbating.
Exactly.
As well as nutting in the female.
Exactly.
Only because I want to keep in my masculinity and use that energy for a different topic. As in, what?
A, for the us that don't know what semen retention is.
What exactly. Is semen retention?
Like,
semen retention
that.
As in...
I should have got some water.
I'm holding back my... semen, simple as that, from nutting. Like
right.
When I'm,
you got cash
so,
out.
But like when you're stroking your shit, and you just like kind of like hold it back.
Yeah.
It's basically that's what it is.
So you're just like full on edging it, but never nutting.
You got cash out?
Yeah.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. So you're basically giving yourself blue balls every day?
Not necessarily. I don't even stroke it. Like, I try to not even touch it. Honestly.
Well, okay, I understand that. But let's say you do get with a girl. You said that you don't nut it.
Yes, purposely. I do not nut.
At all?
No.
So you go the
it's
time
for a pleasure.
And time, whatever it is, just to give yourself a little?
For her.
For her?
Yeah.
So
my pleasure.
But you got to really think. That's more demoralizing than porn.
How is it more demoralizing than porn for me just not wanting
because
to
you have to really think, like, we really have to think.
I'm just horny bastard. I just want some sex sometimes, but I don't have to necessarily nut.
We gotta really think about this. We have to. Let's break this down from one-on-one, right? Let's say you have a dog. Or, no, for real, because it's the most simple thing with a dog, because
okay.
Dogs are super easy. Positive reinforcement, negative reinforcement.
Exactly.
And this same thing works for human on a more complex level. There's positive reinforcement, there's negative reinforcement. You go fuck a girl all the time, and you teach yourself positive reinforcement, I don't need to nut. Therefore, you make the subconscious connection, and you make the connection with yourself, that every single time I fuck, it's a bad thing to nut. And that leads to level of suppressions on a neurological level.
on a subconscious level.
Yeah, makes sense.
Subconsciously wiring yourself for the future.
For the wiring yourself for the future. And you see, you take this, as a good thing now because your energy is being preserved. You are doing that. But you have to take it as a long-term thing. You're not taking the advantage of having the temptation to control your real not, you see, because you're not nutting it, you're suppressing it.
Yeah.
That's my
opinion. I'm subduing my natural instincts
to not. You see what I'm trying to say?
I think it's you were already doing
it. It's totally okay, though. You see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I think you could totally get away with it.
It's totally okay. The thing is, that's not okay is abusing sex.
Having it all the time. Yeah. It's unnecessary.
Then it becomes damaging.
I don't really have sex with girls nowadays that are, like, honestly, like, it's just, like, why would I have sex with someone and then immediately, because realistically, I would have sex with them and then just get immediately disinterested.
Exactly.
Oh, I it's the chase for me, honestly. Uh-huh. And then once I get to the goal, once I get the...
It's on to
the next thing. The positive reinforcement, you know, you reinforce
it. Once I have sex, it's like, damn, I did it. Awesome, cool. On to the next. And it's just an endless cycle. It's unfulfilling. I'd rather have more of an intimate connection, personally. So I would rather wait for that.
So you just need someone who's so damaged, he just won't let you get there.
All right. We're going to get into the next quick little segment. What's your guys' opinions on the feminist movement of women being treated equal to men, but still having the privileges of being a woman?
That's a very touchy subject.
It is very touchy, and we're going to still cover it.
I think it's contradictive.
Contradictive?
Yeah. So, this is a confusing sentence, so let me break it down in my own mind. If she's trying to have... So to have the same privilege, is it privileges as a man?
Yes, like they want to be treated equal to a man, so but yet still have still the same privileges as a woman. They want to have the door open for them. They want to have same pay for certain tasks that are obviously more accustomed to men or stuff like that.
Okay, so here's the L for the guys. We work extremely hard in certain situations. Not that women don't work hard, but we put ourselves in situations where we have to figure out difficult tasks and spend large amounts of time trying to complete these challenges because that's what we like to do. That's what we're wired to do, is solve problems.
Or more task oriented. Exactly. Is what you're saying. So are you saying that? Actually, never mind. Go ahead.
So if a girl is trying to do that, as well as trying to keep her the feminine side, which the guy is not really interested to. He can do that when he's part of the family. He'll embrace that aspect with the family. But when he's on his own and doing work, then you're embracing the masculine side. So you can't just switch on and off. It's not that easy. And then just absorb all of the feminine responsibilities of family and go and get your nails done. All the things that girls like to do. I think it's very contradictive.
So would you say that the male is different from the female biologically, 100%. As well as in the mind? Mm-hmm. We're different. We have a female brain and a male brain.
Yeah.
So you would say...
Literally two different human beings.
So you would say that there are differences. There's a difference, correct? So how could the feminist movement promote equality in something that is so indifferent?
It's never made sense to me.
I can hear it. I guess. I'll break it down.
Yeah, break it down.
It's super easy, bro. You gotta really think, first of all, we're in a patriotic society.
In the Western world, yes.
In the Western world. No, like
the
whole
specifically,
world. The whole world. But it's ruled by, you know, economically it's ruled by men. And this is the fault of men. To embrace feminism because we're in such a masculine society.
I don't think it's the fault of men. I think it's because we have no choice but to hear their voices nowadays in this generation because of social media and all these outlets for people
exactly,
to talk to.
Exactly, but it's the backlash of being so fucking masculine in a masculine society. Literally, everything is ruled by men. Legit. Like, down to anything. And men and women are equal, but the thing is, it's becoming a backlash of where we're getting this. It's because also women hold a vagina. Like, the society has only been built up like this. Men only control women through society. You see what I'm trying to say? We control women through society. We control how they look. We control the you know, what's...
Because all these men own the corporations. Exactly. So we can, you see what I'm saying?
We put an image. Yeah,
we
can... propaganda. Exactly. This is for a woman. And it's hard for a girl. Definitely, like, bro, when you switch... Because we're just talking about... We could get way more deeper. Oh, we're just talking about girls. We're not talking about different types of girls. Versus Arabs, black, white, Asians. It all matters how different. Now, you know what they say? They say a white girl is the closest to a black man. And they say a black girl is the closest to a white man.
Why is that?
As in, like, it's so hard to catch on. I'm going to say it. So... It's oppressed. You know how, so all women are oppressed.
What is oppression actually?
Oppression. So it means the suppressor is over. You have a suppressor that's over you, and you're used to being oppressed by a suppressor.
Okay, which is, so yeah, someone's pushing down.
Yeah,
exactly.
You, exactly.
Someone. Uh-huh, okay.
Exactly. Okay. So, yeah, we got...
Would you say it's by the male society?
Huh? It's by the male society, yeah. Specifically, yeah.
Okay.
For all women.
Is it the masculine male, or is it the everyday Joe?
This is the everyday Joe. This is...
So this is just the male...
This is the male. Gender, because society, you have to really think...
Sex, technically.
We have to go back to this. We have to think as back as a government hierarchy, a society hierarchy. Men, the society is built for men.
Okay.
Can you say that?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's literally... It's great for men.
Yeah.
But now we have to get into the types of colors of men. You see what I'm trying to say?
So
we know who the oppressor is and the surprise. You see? And then, therefore, it does a ripple effect causing these type of feminine movements and stuff like that, depending on the type of woman. You see?
Okay, so back to the original question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Should women be treated equal to men while still having the privileges of being a woman?
I don't think they should hold themselves to the same standard. Like they're a whole
other two different people.
Creature than I would be.
So
like,
you would
I
agree that men and women are different,
the same.
Yeah,
biologically
exactly.
As well.
Totally, yeah, I had an argument with, but like as an equal, we have to really think. When
I think you should be treated.
Let's think as a girl though.
Treated one like yeah, one yeah, another equal. Yeah, like, oh, have think, a great day. Yeah. Have a nice day. Da, 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 da.
But like, if I'm gonna hold the door for you because I'm a gentleman, I'm not being sexist. I'm being nice because I'm a guy. Like that.
Oh, you wouldn't hold the door for a man. You're damn right
gonna,
I wouldn't.
I'm not gonna hold.
You're damn right I wouldn't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's that guy. That's where we mess up. You see, that's exactly where we mess up. It's because we have the backlash of this society. You
I
see,
think,
it all leads back to
I
the
think
society.
It's also how we were programmed from the previous generation as
exactly.
well. Because usually you would they say to be chivalrous and open the door for the woman, or mm-hmm. get out of your car,
yeah.
tell her to stay in, and then go around the car. Open the car door, have her get out. But you wouldn't do that for your guy best friend, or
yeah,
for,
the guy
for one
the door
of your
herself.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. But I think that's the previous generation with different morals and different values that come from a different society in our time.
But there's also no reason that should stop. Like, there's no reason that you should stop being a gentleman.
I think it's just like an opinion.
Sometimes you're changing.
Yeah, it's like your opinion.
Like,
I choose to be
describe who you are. So if we go out, like, let's say I do a double date with you, and, you know, we each bring a girl.
Yeah.
And so we're going, we ride in the same car. I see that you open the door for your girl, and I just got out, same door as her, she went out first. I'm be like, damn, I'm lacking. Like, you literally
yeah,
just
yeah,
went up
make,
me without
would,
even trying.
It would make me look better.
Yeah. Like, there's no reason that you shouldn't have that kind of mentality and try to be better as a guy.
My point, though, that's because a girl has a vagina, bro. That's why women rule the world. Like,
yeah.
You're not understanding
how
control women are. Women are the most controlling thing on the planet, bro. It's because you two have to...
They're our biggest weakness.
Yeah, exactly.
Our,
you two have
them.
To compete. That's why they should. You know exactly. But as in, we're equal, we're not equal. Hell
okay.
no.
The fuck? But see, at the same time, women are also looking for the strongest man. They're always
not necessarily.
No, whatever they dictate as being.
Okay.
Like the party
okay.
girl, she's going to look for drug dealer, DJ, whoever she thinks is
the masculine
the
male.
The top of the food chain.
Okay.
Who can provide the most for her.
For her.
But think of that, every girl, like, Why would they not pick that? Why would subconsciously they wouldn't be programmed to find the person that
them to pick somebody that's safe? No, you.
So why do they pick a female?
You see,
a counterpart. Why would they want to? Why do some girls pick a female counterpart instead of the most masculine thing? That just disproves your whole point.
What do you mean?
That yeah. I mean that. That's.
What do you mean?
Like when girls are bi.
So he was saying. He was saying that the girls want to pick the most masculine man to suit their needs, whether that be a drug dealer or da da da. But what about the female who picks a female counterpart instead of a male?
We have to really think, you guys. See, that's the point. We're thinking too much like men.
I can't think like a woman because I'm not a woman. I can try to see the perspective,
exactly.
But I will not. I can't think
relate,
like that.
No, you can't. But you have to relate, bro. So look it. You have to really think about this. Biologically, a woman wants. Biologically, let's say society is not here. You have there's two different minds. Biologically, women want the most safest, most thing that can comfort them. And keep them closure, security, and stability.
Whether that's a male or not.
Male or not. That's your number one goal.
But are you...
You see?
Like, this is the thing, though. Like, yeah. Again, you're still a man.
Yeah.
We need to get a female's opinion on this at a later date.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you. This is how a female would think, though. Trust me.
Okay.
Because I do a lot of feminine thinking. Because, bro, I'm like, the two different people. So, listen, stability.
I think that also comes from your upbringing as well, being raised by a woman.
Exactly. Stability.
So, you have a little bit more in tune.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah. I'm raised by a woman, too. So, I really pay attention. Stability, control, and dang, what is it? Like, kind of a power type of thing, all in three, to make you feel comfortable. You see? Yeah. I just read on some, women really never love the man. Women love what's going on.
The idea of it.
Exactly. You see what I'm trying to say? The idea that this man could bring something to the table. Men love unconditionally.
But that also brings back to the older type thinking. Yeah. Men have to bring something to the table.
Exactly. Exactly. To hold a woman or she will leave you, which is biologically true. Let's think about, see, that's why society is such a crazy thing. You take society away, we're back to our biological primitive instincts. Just because I just wrote an essay about this. Just because we get in society, we have more complex thinking, like feminism. If you were to take away and you took it in the jungle, you would only use biological thinking.
And it would be straight up fucking primitive, like the woman would have to go with the man because the man can protect her.
Exactly. So now that we're in a society like this, I'm able to test your authority. Yeah, when you think at a society level, it's because it's more complex thinking. You're using the front of your brain now versus your primitive thinking. With primitive thinking, I want comfort, survival, sex, and something that protects me. Complex thinking, you got your frontal cortex, bro. You're working on stuff like
independence,
reason. Now I can test your authority as a man and still get the same things because I have a vagina. You see? Control, bro. Women are the craziest thing.
God damn it. I didn't think Joe knew
crazy,
that much about it.
Crazy, bro. Fucking crazy. Okay. Took a psych class, bro. Changed my whole mind.
I love
psychology. Let's change up it a little bit, but still on the same topic.
Yeah.
Transgender America.
Oh my God.
Why do you have to do this?
Yeah. Bro, you already know how I get.
Okay, but like, I'm just talking about, like, this is just opinion.
Go ahead.
My question is, should a man that is claiming to be a woman that's taking estrogen, that has a little bit of developed breasts, it doesn't matter if she has a penis or a vagina via surgery, wants to go into a woman's bathroom, but still has the facial features and the characteristics of a man.
So the thing is
wearing a dress.
I don't care.
What if your daughter goes into the?
What is my daughter?
Or it's a little boy that goes into the bathroom with you, and he's like, "Dad, why is that? Why is that man in a dress in the bathroom?" And then
you get yelled at for it.
I said that wrong.
Uh-huh.
A man in the women's restroom. That right. has a penis.
Yeah. It's just like, for that topic, for some topic like this, I can't fathom and relate to. Like,
because then it can almost get sexist in itself. It's like, if the dude that is you know, becoming a woman, goes into the girl's restroom, that's kind of unsafe for a woman. I mean, look at history.
Yeah.
Like, girls tend to be raped by guys more than guys are going to be raped by women. Like, that's just a logical rhythm. So, but then in the reverse, if a girl is going to the guys' restroom.
I feel like the guys would be okay with it.
Guys would not care.
The hell
because
yeah.
it was like, hey, no more women, fuck yeah. That's the thing. Like, it just goes everywhere, so there's really no good
Again,
area.
Again, back to the feminist society of being, obviously, we're not equal.
Yeah. For sure.
We think different. We're built different.
But everyone's striding for equality when it'll never come. Like, let's be honest.
I don't know. I don't think it'll ever come in my time, only because we're just so equality.
What is
true
equality?
What is
true
equality?
Who the fuck cares sometimes?
There's no such thing as equality because we're all born different, with different perspectives, different cultures, different upbringings, different deformities, different abilities, different mindsets.
When they say equality, they just mean the tier bottom of, like, you know, you should fucking breathe. You shouldn't be in a cage.
Yeah.
That's equality. But as, like, true equality doesn't exist.
No, I think equality really comes down to, like, what you have, what you work for. Just think about it. If you make something of yourself, no one's going to be racist or sexist or whatever to you. That's just the bottom tiers of society that do that. But if you're working, you're focused on yourself, you're getting shit done. Quality is an issue for you.
What I got to say, Jacob, bro, and what? This is real deal, bro, and I just watched Kill the Messenger, like, 2 days ago. And it opened my perspective crazy. And this is how I know, bro. I keep going to do something crazy and really figure out the world, but I'm not, because I'll get knocked off. Real deal. Like, I would. I know I would, bro. So it's like, I don't even want to go down that page. But, yeah. It all leads back to systems, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Systems are so strong.
You're talking about, like, how the
everything
society
is
ran.
Hey, because once you figure out what a system is, you'll understand, like, how fucking airtight this shit is. So when you go back to systems, bro, systems create. That's what's so contradicted. They say equality, but systems create, so you can't have equality. You see? Like, that's the point.
It's the cage in itself.
Exactly. It's the truth within the fucking truth. Okay. You see? That's so only true equality would happen if systems broke. Therefore, now we know how equal you are.
I think that
in
also brings out
world.
To maximum security or ultimate freedom.
Exactly. You see?
Whether ultimate freedom is you go into the jungle and you break apart from society and you are not a part of any system or organization, you're on your own, you're fending for yourself, that's ultimate freedom. Mm-hmm. Or maximum security, as in you are in a penitentiary of maximum security and you're locked up and you have no freedoms. Where do we sit in the middle?
Where do we sit?
We have a house with debt. Or we have debt and we have responsibility. That's the middle point. Because you can go do whatever you want, you have the freedom, but you choose to stay right there because you can see yourself surviving through the debt, you can see yourself surviving with the 9-to-5 job. Just wasting that time and then having 4 hours of yourself before you go to bed.
I think we have more security than freedom currently.
No, for sure.
100%. Only because, but we don't even realize that we think we have freedom, but realistically we don't.
Security, if you have security, you don't have freedom. That, it'll never go together. How are you supposed to have security if you don't have freedom?
Oil and water. I think a newer way is, for example, student debt.
Let me read this, bro.
Student debt.
I mean, any debt.
Well, realistically, it's security for America to keep the population moving, as in, oh, I need to work to get off this debt because it's technically illegal. You can't bankrupt from student loans, so you have to pay it off, or you're going to be in debt for the rest of your life in this country. It's a trap. It's a birdcage. I'm not saying education is a birdcage. I'm just saying that the system that they created isn't for the people.
Education is a birdcage. Yeah. Just say it, bro.
Well, not necessarily. Because, like, some education is, like, obviously, let's say I want to... My passion is being a teacher. Yeah. I obviously have to go to school to get that. But I'm okay with that because I love being a teacher or I want to be a teacher.
But the thing is, it's so...
But they do make it difficult.
There's too many stupid degrees.
High school... It's just, bro, this shit's... I don't look at the world the same, bro. I think I'm crazy.
So you're not crazy,
bro. I had like just woke 3 days, like a week ago, bro. I was just feeling like I'm crazy. It was to the point where I was like, bro, I don't even need to know this shit anymore.
In which way? What shit are you?
Which shit?
To?
How?
As in, like, how everything works. It's to the point, bro, where I could see through all shit. I could just see through it. I swear to God.
Like, you were just clear. You had clarity.
My clarity is, but it's on 100, bro. And it's like, bro, I understand, like.
Perception 100.
It's on 100, bro. And it's like, damn. Sometimes I don't want to think like that.
That's what I'm saying, bro. You know, bro, it's so much. It's just so much. It's endless shit that you have to really consider constantly. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying, bro. You might catch me just ghosting and go to
that's
Tibet.
That's why. One of these days, running. I've been having deep thoughts, bro. And I like because I understand. Like this is the complete part of my life where I'm in solitude, bro. Solitude, and I like the thing is I understand. I'm going crazy. But I understand I'm going crazy because I'm fucking not part of the system. Because
you're understanding.
Yeah, it's just not for me. But that's why I understand why hold power like that.
What does that mean for you, not part of the system? Are you planning not on leaving America? System. Are you planning on creating your own system somewhere
it's
else?
Just, like, no, it's impossible. I can't create my own system because it tried 1,000 times. The only way to create your own system would be to not be part of the system. You see, there's no such thing as another
once you
creation.
Are not a part
if
of the
I'm
system.
Not creating a system,
once you are
I'm
not
creating
a, part
a system.
Of the,
you see?
Yeah. Once you're not a part of the system, you create your own system in itself because you're doing your own thing. Mm-hmm. But it's your system.
So based on that,
what you think
is if you go to
or water, bro.
If you go to a cabin and live on your own, kind of like in the movies,
that'd
like
be your own system. You wake up,
yeah,
you go to
on your
clean
own
your clothes. Yeah, you hunt. You da 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 da
provide for yourself.
Kind of.
But like.
But, you're still, you're next to a town. You can go into
society,
store.
Yeah.
No, then you're still a part of the system, but you're
like
just
you're
playing within the rules of it.
Yeah, but how long is that? It's a matter of time, Ronnie, before that
even because
goes.
What if, then you have contradicting ideas. Like, I want to do something in my system, in my world, what I want to do, but it's not allowed in the mainstream world.
Like cannibalism? That's
I mean,
an extreme result,
let's
but that,
say,
that's,
yeah,
that's right.
I mean, let's say you did want to do that. Obviously, that would be not allowed in our current system. So, A, you would have to leave and do that somewhere else where it's there's no laws or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Or break the law and find the consequences, I guess. The only thing I can think of. All right, let us.
You're really trying to get me killed, huh?
Yeah, but I'm not trying to get knocked off on anything.
Hey, we work at the Covington.
Do you believe everything is pre-planned, or can we change the outcome of our current reality?
What do you mean by that?
Like that fate is set in stone.
Not too broad. Think about it. Do you think everything is pre-planned? Like, as in, I woke up and it was already pre-planned by a higher being.
Cause and effect.
That I was already gonna go to the LA today, and I was gonna talk with you guys about these certain topics, or is there an opportunity for me to change that? And change my fate or destiny.
I love this topic. This is like the biggest mindfuck of all time because you can literally have a moment where you're like, okay, if I do this, like let's say I step over here versus I walk over there. You can choose whichever one you want, but based off of fate, the idea of fate.
What is fate then?
The idea of fate is that it's already going to happen.
It's
like,
already
you can decide, you consciously decide your own fate. You choose what path you want to go down.
You consciously decide the fate that's already pre-planned.
Yeah.
But
like in reality, like if you look at it logically, that shit was already going to happen. You were already going to choose something, and if someone had known fate, like no one gets to know fate. That's the joy of it. But if, let's say, there is this thing that has the ability to see fate and conceive the idea of it, then they would know which one you're going to pick.
Yes.
But in reality, fate is given. It can almost replace God in itself because...
So is fate another word for God then, maybe?
Could be. Because in reality, we think that, like, God did this. He helped me here. Could it easily be coincidence? It could also be the idea of fate helping. If fate is a conscious being or another part of the mind,
or
because
a part
there's so
of the
many
universe,
pieces.
like how gravity or the way water flows or something like that.
It could
just
be
another,
something
like,
we literally cannot perceive, and that we've been just calling it different types of gods because it's already decided.
I believe that there are for sure an infinite number of possibilities every day that you can
choose.
But I don't know if it's
right
all
path.
pre plan.
Yeah, you're in the right path. That's what.
But I do believe that you can wake up and choose to go kill someone, or you can choose to go help someone in need, or
there's nothing
you can choose
you
to crash your car or go to the mechanic. You can do anything you want within any point of the present time, because realistically, we live in the present consistently. The future is something that we think about for later, and the past is something that we remember. But we always are currently in the present. So we have an infinite number of opportunities and paths that we can take at any given moment in the day, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. Because, I mean, you can choose to get the fuck off the couch and go make something of yourself. Or you can
choose. It all back. It's all about choices.
Yeah, you
this
can
life.
Choose to give up. You can sink yourself with processed foods and TV and porn, everything, all that, and just sink into a mindset of just bleh. Like, I felt like eating a crap ton of junk food, and you just literally can't think right. Like, it's just a bleh feeling. Like, you don't even want to process information.
Okay, we're getting slightly sidetracked. Joe, okay. I want to first hear your opinion before we get moving.
I think is you're on the right path. I was just listening to both of you guys. Fate, most people think too much about fate. Everything is cause and effect. There's infinite pathways. Therefore, there's infinite fates. You are not destined to one fate. You choose your fate. You see?
So it's active manifestation?
Yes, exactly. Through your life. You see what I'm trying to say?
So explain manifestation.
Manifestation, bro, is the power of thinking, of converting. This is what happens, what I believe. On a spiritual level and on a scientific level. Mm-hmm. I'm going to break it down in two terms. Because there's three terms really for everything on how people think. It's a philosophical way, which we go into a spiritual
logic
way.
Logic and reason.
A logic reason, which is scientific way, a scientific method. And then, what's the third? Dang, I've written
what about
it. Emotion? Oh, no, there's a, it dives into religion, kind of a religion way of how things work, or you would think to make your reason. You
so
see,
I feel like that would classify as emotional.
Emotional?
No, not necessarily.
Emotions would decide what you feel is right, as in religion.
Remember when we were talking about systems? We're all talking about systems. Yeah. Philosophy has a system in which it order, as in logic and reason, as well as it's so scientific. Like it's a system. You have an experiment. You have variables. You
exactly.
have manipulative.
Therefore,
and then,
you have
and then religion,
idea,
as
yeah.
in it has a system of how everything was created. It has a pre-planned story, and you got to basically fit it into that story and how it
and
plays
control.
In with
I think there's control.
All three connect, though.
That's just an example.
Well, we can get into that.
All three connect, though. This is the three ways a man would think. Yeah. These three ways. But they all three connect. Most people don't know that. But yeah, some down the road, they all three connect. I'm getting off topic, though. The point is, you have these pathways. They're infinite. So you wake up and you choose your pathway every day. That cause and effect might affect your original fate of an infinite amount of pathways, you see? So now it's a forever domino effect. That's why fate is never grabbed onto, because it's so big and grasped. We think of Hollywood and we think fate is pre-planned. Fate is such a big, complex topic. If we're talking about like the brain, you do not understand the complexity of fate. Nobody does. Like you have to. We have
so
to.
So we think nobody does.
No, we don't. You have to have the respect for it.
Okay, but what if there's
infinite.
A higher being?
I think
on
he's talking
this
about
planet
the people that
or
perceive.
Mm-hmm. There's Illuminati. That
but
has
that's
some
how
way.
It works. I think this higher being and this God. He so if we had to identify that, then I'm gonna wrap it back to fate, because this is all about fate right now. If we had to identify that, this being can work out of time, can work out of space, and can control and manipulate the forces and the masses of how our universe in the third dimension work. You see, now everything is a system in the third dimension.
Yeah,
for
realistically,
sure, everything's a system. Everything
if we're
works
being
away.
Realistic, we don't know what dimension we're in.
No, we're in the third, bro.
Okay, we can
identify
we
as ourselves.
Perceive the third.
Yeah,
we can be in the fourth, fifth,
third.
And sixth. But we don't have
depending
access.
On other people's.
No,
we don't have
perception.
Access to perceive that. Such as we don't have access to, for example, on a smaller level, to hear certain frequencies that a certain animals do.
Uh huh. But the thing is, we're getting to overcomplicated, you see? And this is how you run into a rabbit hole. Don't do that, because
it's never going
to
end.
Exactly. You're going to be more confused. So you really have to trust your intuition. Feel it.
That's why people go crazy.
This is exactly why you go crazy. And this is why I did. So I'm trying to, because you getting in this hole where you're like, I don't know. Everything's a trick. Everything I feel, we identify it as the third dimension. What I'm saying is, I don't give a fuck what is it called. You could call it the eighth dimension, the tenth dimension. What I'm trying to say is, in this dimension, we work through time, we work through space, and you know, we work
through the
laws of nature in here. Everything has a system.
Yeah.
What as a scientific man identify as, I don't care. All I know is this is the system. This is the system rope or matrix.
You're saying that there is an infinite number of possibilities
in this system.
Fate is not controlled.
Exactly.
Well, not controlled by
one guy. You see, he built the system.
The system, and then he let us run free.
Exactly. You see what I'm trying to say?
That also brings me up to a conspiracy that I actually
Jacob, you got that though? I want to.
I just want to add a little bit.
Feel it.
I think a huge part, and it's something I've always struggled with, and I think that you have too, just based on what you said. A huge thing is to not take anything into full consideration. Like, let's say you learn some crazy shit, but if you drill that into your thinking process and it maybe turns wrong or it wasn't the way you should have spent that energy, it's solid.
Exactly.
That's why people go crazy.
Exactly.
It's because you just
split your whole fucking reality.
Fucking word for it.
You just manifested your own demise.
Yeah, you created a new manifestation off of this thinking process, which you really shouldn't have.
That's why,
like, in
so strong,
in a
bro.
Broad specific manner, you shouldn't have done that, because it screwed you in the end.
Yeah,
whether it was right or wrong.
I was watching TikTok the other day, and I saw this conspiracy theory, and it's an anti-conspiracy theory for everything was created by whatever being or whatever big bang, whatever you believe on, it was created with certain systems and certain laws of nature.
That's what I was saying.
And basically, we're on just fucking play.
Mm-hmm.
We create everything by our own demise.
Exactly.
Like, we built our own civilization. Mm-hmm. We created our own systems of power. We created the Illuminati. Like, us as humans, we did all this to ourselves.
Exactly, by ourselves. Exactly.
And all these conspiracies that you're thinking of are a result from that, because of the masses and how our upper governmental officials have subdued the masses.
And just
so everything is up to us, basically.
That conspiracy
and just how other
is
people
great.
Just spend their time.
It's great.
It's the anti-conspiracy.
But most people don't understand what the hell you just said, bro.
Yeah, this was definitely the biggest munch.
Now, listen, I'm going to tell you
listen.
Why
No, not
it
necessarily.
Goes, bro.
For a lot of
We can
it.
Get in. We can get in. We
I'm
haven't even...
The,
oh, we barely scratched the surface
the topic, bro.
Of conspiracies.
In,
you should hear the shit me and Joe be talking about.
We're about to get in, bro. You hear what he just said? And this is why... This is, if you take home anything today, this is why this is so important, bro.
Yeah.
You are made in the image of God. Most people don't understand that, what that means. Therefore, on this planet, you are God. You have God-like abilities, but most people look over it.
Just not
your manifestation.
Power.
Yeah, not power. Exactly. You're
That's
getting
what people
on to
mis- yeah, people
exactly.
misinterpret
you can't
like
control power. Once you create a God complex, we could go thousands of years back. We could go from Scarface, Napoleon, fucking King Henry. We could go to Tut in Africa.
I love how he said that.
Caesar. We could go to all the fucking great people in the world, bro. The greatest architects, the greatest people in the world. We could go to any president.
That's what we can do, though. Like, as humans, all like realistically,
God complex, we can't control the
It's
power.
All through emotion.
The way to continue mind. Evolving as a human race is to take all the information from
God.
The previous human
Watch
race.
This. Watch this.
And...
You
basically
watch.
Form it on our own opinions.
You guys gotta watch Kill the Messenger. You guys have to.
It's Kill, a movie or
it's
a video?
It's a movie on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
And this guy, he comes in and he says the deepest shit. Not deepest, but like, I understand. Like, that's the thing.
You understand
I,
and it was
I
deep
understand,
to you.
I understand it, movies so much, bro. Like, I really do.
If you get past the acting.
He walked in the room, I understand the point.
Yeah.
He walked in the room and Kill the Messenger, it was about... This is how I know systems and societies are really bad. I can't break it down because it's real deep.
Okay.
So I could try. You ready?
Just give us a quick...
I'll give you a quick update in 10 words, okay? So the government in the 80s and the 90s was selling cocaine to America to fund wars in Cuba in South America, in Nicaragua.
Okay.
That's basically what happened. Ready? So the guy was saying, now these guys are special black ops. An author tried to write this to the public, and he did. But the government took it and they hoaxed the story. They said it's false imprisonment. You did everything wrong. You know, your facts aren't right. Basically ruining the article and the reader and everything. Right? Guy came in, CIA guy, and he's like, bro. Came in to his club because he went to like a hotel just because everything was going shady. He came in and he was like, bro, I'm here, first of all, not to help you get your story right. I'm here to confess. Because he has nobody to talk to, like, because it's CIA, you know, you can't talk to nobody.
Yeah.
So he's in there. He was like, bro, I have nobody to confess to. So I'm not in here to help you. I'm just in here to get this off my heart. He was like, you are totally right. They take power, you get the power, you love the power, and then the power
transfers over.
It devours you.
Consumes,
It consumes you. And this is nature of, this is everything. Really think back to like how stars work, everything works. It's devouring, bro. Power
just is like a sun.
That is the funnest thing to think of. Like, just thinking of having that much power. Like, that's why I love CIA.
Yeah.
CIA movies, sniper movies, all that shit. Because you have the power to do the most insane shit. The stuff that we have never experienced and most likely never will experience as, like, the regular society. But I'm referring more to, like, military stuff. Just that's what I like.
Yeah,
I like
guns and stuff. Continue.
So, I'm... You know, that's something that I'm never going to touch.
But what are you talking about, the power? Like, explain a little bit more in detail.
Okay, so let's say you're a sniper. You have the power to kill this person.
Okay.
That's not amazing, but I mean, that's a tremendous
amount of responsibility,
amount of power that the average person doesn't know because they've just...
Average person can kill someone.
Huh?
What's stopping the average person from... What's stopping me from jumping over the table and strangling you to death right now?
Cause A, I'm going to beat the shit out of you, or at least try. And then B, you're going to go to jail.
The cause and effect has not led to this far, that's why.
But this is like the power to kill this person because you're told to by a government.
Okay, so you
and
have...
And then you walk away, or you have to, you know, escape. What is that later? What do you call it? And, you know, think about the power that you have as, like, in the CIA or whatever that, because you know all these secrets. You have the power to control things. You can make anything happen if you're based off your limits or whatever. But it's a lot more control than what we have here working at LA Fitness or working at a store, shoe store. Like, just the average person. The average person doesn't have that kind of job.
This is true. Okay, understandable.
I was John Kerry's lead investigator.
What is this?
This is exactly why there's dark entities and light entities. It's because humans try to obtain this power because they'll snap your reality.
Yeah.
Once you get your reality snapped, Jacob, you're going to... I think you never had your reality snapped before, though.
What's a reality
snap? Talking to him, though, you're going to have your reality snapped.
What's a reality snap?
It's I think I've had like what's the word? Not epiphany. No, it might be epiphany.
It's like enlightenment.
But the thing
it's
you like did, what? Jacob, and I know you did it. It's because it's scary. You probably told yourself I'm overthinking.
I've had multiple times with that because I've just gone to dark places.
Exactly.
Where I just had to figure shit out.
And that's called a black hole. And that's where if you keep talking to him, you won't go into that because it's not scary. Because you'll realize, bro, everything's cause and effect, like I was saying. Yeah. So everything's, you know, spoken energy is a crazy thing. But once you have your reality snap, bro, and I mean, like, you don't know what's... You can't tell what's real from fake.
No, after I read Hard Times, Crazy Strong Man by Stephen Arnio.
That wasn't a snap for me.
Snapped me back a year ago.
Yeah.
That's where I was just doing the...
I wasn't
focused on my energy level. Yeah. That really got into energy, and that actually showed me that there is this other level that I have not reached.
Or that, that you that taught me how to work hard. Maybe we're at, but you need to get back to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my reality snap recently was lucid dream.
reality snap.
My lucid dream, real deal, had me waking up, panting in what the fuck just happened, like Doctor Strange type shit. And that's what, I swear to God, and that's what really made me get into like all this shit, like subconsciously wiring yourself to lucid dream, stuff like this. Yeah. Like, I don't know, it's still a journey for me. I still gotta learn. I have hella to learn, but that was my recent reality snap.
The thing is, you gotta look, and you gotta understand that once you gain this power, the only way to test yourself, if you have the true ability to be, I say, reach nirvana or feel clarity, is when you have the ability to let it go.
To just stop at any moment.
So
it's like breaking an addiction.
Honestly, you can consider that a power. You have the power to stop something.
Yeah, but power,
under your own will, power, that's power over your mind.
Especially something that's addictive.
Too much power is evil. Like, that leads to evil.
No, I don't think it necessarily leads to evil, but it leads
to corruption.
It opens a door to evil things. And that's where, if you have a weak character or a weak will, that's where you can be broken easily.
Because that's why you see in the movies, like, these the same person, same childhood, like, two kids grow up, one was weaker than the other, and that's why he turned back. And but then the other one
I'm not
took the
saying
same power.
Having
that brings
ability
it back.
To obtain power is bad. Yeah. I'm saying you having a seek of attachment and keeping it is going to rot you. Like Coca-Cola.
Like thinking that if you lose that power, you're nothing.
Not even that, thinking.
I mean,
exactly. But like we have to think. That's the thing, bro. Humans are so contradictory. We believe this is, and we really want to believe that, you know, once we get a level of power, we won't change. You will change.
No, you will change only because of the options.
Yeah, exactly.
Options are different.
Exactly. You're gonna change. And the hard part is, you know, and not everybody's like this. Once you get that ability to change, you're going to want to keep changing. It's like, bro, it's really like crack cocaine. Most people don't understand how fucking toxic power is, bro. Because you get this God complex. And once that God complex turns on you, bro, and you feel like you control the world, and you create your own reality, boom, God snatches it.
Manifestation.
Snatches it. It's because it's not meant for you. It's not. That's why having...
Certain things aren't meant for us in this world,
exactly.
I believe.
And
but
that's
we
one
yet,
of the things,
just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Should. Exactly. Bam. Hit it right in the mark. I'm not saying go experiment. I'm just saying shit's real deal, bro. You can human.
If it's in your fate, it'll happen.
It will happen.
Experience everything so that your plan can be fully realized.
I wouldn't say experience everything.
No, I mean, oh, obviously not.
That's
everything.
What I live by.
But like, do as much as you can under your own morals and beliefs.
Yeah.
And experience as much of life as you can.
Because they're just
don't
gonna
do that. What chances are you giving yourself to get these opportunities or get these new ways of thinking or whatever it is?
I think the more
this is all about these topics.
The more experiences and the more knowledge that we receive, I think that just elevates us as humans constantly.
Yeah, you're right.
Like the more collective experiences,
I agree.
The more angles and perspectives and the ideas and opinions that we can understand and start to understand. Like, perceive, basically.
I agree. 100%. Let me see if I can find this. I just wrote about this. I wonder where is it at? So, what I mean by that, and she should have really gave me, like, I had to kind of simplify this paper just because it's fucking Green River. And, like, I could really write fucking university. This is a university paper topic. Yeah. But it's, like, I'm not putting my heart and soul into it just because I know she's really not going to read this shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but my point was to say this. I believe every human's point of life is not to go out and experience everything you can. That's not what it means. I think... it's to have the ability to. So let me go slow first. Let me talk about being spiritual. Do you know what being spiritual is? Why I say that?
Give me your.
Yeah, I know the concept.
I'm gonna tell you what it is because all these TikTok people are fucking it up. and I'm not, and this is not, I don't want to, but I never want to post on TikTok saying you're fucking it up, because I know what they're trying to do, you know what I'm trying to say?
It's not going to be productive.
Exactly, they're trying to better themselves, and but they're not explaining it good. Being spiritual is not fucking being voodoo. It's being aware of yourself.
Are you talking about the astrology stuff that they put on there?
Astrology, all of it, it's all wrapped into one. So being aware, though, means you're spiritual. If you're aware of your body, you're spiritual. It's because...
being one with yourself.
Being one with yourself, exactly. Total awareness of what's going on. This is like when you get towards a higher being, or being a higher self of you, you'll start to understanding, having more of a connection with your body. This is why working out is very good.
Have you ever heard the concept of presence?
A presence?
Presence. And no, becoming way. Present?
No.
So when this was a meditation thing that was on...
I think that's me.
I forgot the podcast.
Are you talking about...
yeah, being present, bro. I think that's me.
Yeah. So no, what you should do is you just sit still, sit very quietly, and focus on the center of your finger. Okay.
You're talking about transferring of energies.
Oh yeah, do that.
Yeah, are you talking about like putting like, okay, I'm a think process. And put my energy, all my energy into the tip of my finger.
I do that all the time.
Like all your mind, like focus on the center and then move it into your arm.
I've done that before.
Your whole arm.
Yeah.
Both arms, the whole body, you move it so that you're feeling every piece of your body at once. And when you're focused so hard on that alone, you can't focus on other shit around you. Yeah. I mean, it's much more helpful if you don't have all of these other noises, weights clanging around in the background. But if you can do that for even just a minute, you can just work on your mindset for just a second. And it's a subconscious thing. You can just take everything away, all the stress, and just focus on where you're at in life and where you need to be.
So it's meditation.
Yeah,
100%.
It's meditation.
What you're doing there, though, that's so important, though.
You're releasing.
He's not also releasing. He's experiencing. And that's the point. That's what I was going to say. He's going back to the main point of life. The main point of life is
what is the main point of life?
It's experience, brother. Sex. I figured it out. It's not fucking tranquility. It's not peace. It's experience. And I real deal mean this, because your experience, if you take the time and you take in what's going on around you and your experience, like that's why some of my girlfriends...
Is it experiences or is it...
It's experience. One word.
Experience.
It's experience. Whatever you think is a suit experience for you to experience is an experience.
But what if you... All these experiences, yes, as in one experience.
Exactly.
But like, is it the comprehension and understanding of all these?
Yes. It's the these. You're thinking too fast, brother.
It's the comprehension and understanding of the experience. So you can only reach it at the end, or give or take next to the end, because it's looking back.
You're not even looking back, though. It's kind of like in the moment. It's looking back, but like as in for me, it could be different for everybody. You see what I'm trying to say? When I say experience, though, like, because you might feel more whole towards the end.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
We're just two different people. But the point is...
You feel whole now in everyday situation. Yeah,
we're grasping on what type of experience. You see? How we get an experience. I'll literally be driving with my friend, and I'll be like, I feel fucking great right now. I take that experience in, because I know I'm fucking stimulated as hell, bro. And that's my experience, you see? And it's stuff, little shit like that, that makes life important.
And you also have to take it at full width. Like, you have to experience that. Like, because you're not going to have a good day every day.
Exactly.
If you're having a great day today, enjoy that day.
You have to have the ugly to see the beautiful.
That's why, bro, I really think I'm going to praise you guys. Because I'm going to explain now. Now you guys are on the level. I'm going to explain why I think I was going crazy. It's because I look and I really think like this now. Like, I really do. Ronnie, you can see it in my face, bro.
You just got to change your manifestation.
I look, though. I swear, Jacob. And some bad shit what happened to me. Like, my friend German was with me. And, like, I know what's doing. It's that experience. I, like, know it's experience, though. So I look and I start laughing. Because I know, like, this shit's meant for me. You see what I'm trying to say? Like, my tail light went out. And I had an essay due. What else? I had to get my car fixed.
Couple shit was piling up.
All shit was piling up, though. But, like, if you can't grasp on experience, you see?
Yeah.
You'll take it as a bad thing. Fuck, bro. Today was horrible. Fuck. You know what I'm trying to say?
But you think in reality of how this is going to transfer into the most amazing day.
Exactly. That went into a crazy thing for me as well, because when I was in Seattle partying, I had a great night.
You know, you start laughing, bro. Just like, bro, someone wants
weird. No, this is the greatest example.
But some want you, bro. That's why I'm like, when shit happens like that, Ronnie, I'm going to tell you what's happening, bro. It means you're on the right path. And good and evil to lower your vibration so you can't fucking see as much for something like that would happen.
For the people who don't
know.
who don't know. So this is what happened. I was in Seattle partying, yada, yada, yada. Everything was going cool. Woke up in the morning. I went and my window was broken. I was like, damn, that's crazy. That sucks. I didn't think anything was stolen. I went to breakfast, and then I just had to, like, fuck.
You just check?
Fuck.
What the fuck would you check?
No, I looked, and I thought everything was good, and then I had a...
Oh, you didn't see the broken window.
Yeah. Well, no, I saw the broken window. I just didn't think anything was stolen.
What?
Because I totally forgot about something. Can I fucking talk?
Okay, go for it.
Fuck you, Jacob.
No, that's stupid.
No, and then I remembered I had my polo backpack with my MacBook, my fucking AirPods, my yada, 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 about $1,000 worth of shit. And went back in my car. Of course it's gone. So I was like, damn, that's crazy. But the weird thing is, after I was driving on the freeway back to Auburn, I just started laughing. And I was so happy for no fucking reason. It was weird.
I don't know if that relates to anything we were talking about.
No, it does.
Break it down for me, Joe. It does. Because I can't even break it down.
It does.
Sounds, bro, like you're insane.
Because like, I started laughing.
You know, at that point,
I was like, damn.
At that point, because you like... That's what I'm trying to say. And right there, it's experience.
He took in that experience
in the way he takes it in. But like...
But I learned.
Exactly. That's the point. See? That's the point of life. That's the point.
I'd be pretty still fucking pissed. Like,
exactly.
If I lost.
I'd be pissed.
I was mad for a quick 2 minutes.
I'd be pissed, Jacob, but like...
And then you just accept the event.
Yes.
I'm good at that.
There's nothing else I can do.
Yeah, exactly.
What am I going to do? Fucking rewind time?
Exactly.
Search for
exactly. You see? This is why, bro, for shoes and all this shit or money, bro. Like, sometimes if I know I don't got it, I don't got it, bro. But if someone asks me for money or my shoes got fucked up, I'm not giving a fuck because I know it comes and it goes, bro. There is no sense of attachment to my fucking Yeezys. I'll throw these shits across the room. Like my car, bro, that shit breaks, I'll get another one, bro. It's life, it's experience, you see?
Yeah.
So when you take this and you have a sense of attachment, and you take it away from the inner world of like materialistic shit and what you're experiencing, and you get a sense of attachment to experience, you will feel more whole in life. And I think that's the point of life. Not peace. I think that would bring you peace. But once you understand what experience is, it's a deep word, bro. So,
yeah. I think that's a good topic to actually make sense.
Mm-hmm.
To even leave off on as well. Because
yeah, I got to get to my next
stuff. We got shit to do. But all right.
Good talking to you, boys. Perfect.
Yeah, I need some water.
I'm shaking my hand.
Because I can't. It's a good greeting.
Hi, brother.
Yeah, you act like I'm not about to see you guys in like a minute. Fuck you.